This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Do you think you have the dance moves of the Temptations? Or can you match the crooning of the Supremes? A new exhibit about Motown at the LBJ Presidential Library gives you a chance to have some fun and pit your skills against some music legends, but it also explores the culture, politics, and civil rights of the Motown record label and its formative years in the 1960s and beyond. Motown, the Sound of Young America, opens tomorrow at the LBJ Presidential Library. Library Museum Exhibits Specialist Nikki Diller gave me a sneak preview.
All right, so when visitors come to the exhibit, they'll get to see first what was going on in the city of Detroit that made it a great place for Motown to flourish. They'll get to see the early days of Motown, the founding of the label, learn about Berry Gordy and the Funk Brothers. And then we also have a lot of stuff about the legacy of Motown and how Motown continues to influence artists today.
One thing that really strikes me, and it's actually at the very, very beginning of the exhibit, the first wall that you see when you walk in, the whole wall is taken up by this, it's a really stunning mural of Motown artists. Tell us a little bit about how this mural came to be.
The LBJ Library reached out to a local artist named Chris Rogers. He did the mural that's at 12th and Chicone. We wanted him to create something really stunning, and he did, you know, a tribute to Motown and to all the artists who are featured in the exhibit. And you can see down below, he has B.B. King, Ella Fitzgerald, Ray Charles, Sam Cooke, and Billie Holiday. And so those are some of the artists that we talk about in the very early days and the black music that was happening that really influenced the Motown artists.
If you ever change your mind about leaving.
So the Motown label came to be in the 1960s, which was a time of change and upheaval and movement, especially in the area of civil rights. What was the relationship between the Motown label and what was happening with civil rights in the United States at the time?
Well, in the 1960s, the Motown label wasn't actively publicly participating in the civil rights movement, but of course, all of the artists who were on the Motown label were active. Several of the Motown artists who were here visiting the library did express that they felt that they contributed a great deal to the civil rights movement by breaking down barriers and music being something that could really bring people together. Smokey Robinson talks about later on in the exhibit how when they would play shows, especially in the South, that there would be segregated seating. And Smokey did at one point say, "We're not going to play unless the seating is integrated." And so they did, you know, take stands like that.
People say I'm the life of the party 'cause I tell a joke or two.
There are several points in the exhibit that are very interactive, and you really want museum goers to participate. Tell us about some of the interactive points in the exhibit.
Yes, there are several interactives throughout the exhibit. There's a drum kit where visitors can learn to play the backbeat for My Girl. There's also a part where visitors can learn to dance with the Temptations, do the iconic Temptations walk.
Mr. Weeks, Terry over here, is going to go four to the right, then four to the left, two to the right, and two to the left. Are you ready? You got to keep that precision going. One, two, three, four.
So the part of the exhibit that's really visually striking, there's a large room that's filled with very bright and shiny costumes from a lot of the artists on Motown starting in the 60s. And I was really drawn to, there's a case that has gowns from the Supremes in them. Can you kind of describe? I think it's called the butterfly gown.
Yeah, these are the butterfly gowns. So they're fabulous. There's sequined gowns in some very 60s colors, a lot of oranges and browns and yellows, and the dresses are fully sequined, and then each gown has butterfly wings attached to it.
One thing that's very striking to me about the Motown artists is there were a lot of women, and there were working moms who were Motown artists who were out on the road, and so they sort of were, you know, managing all of these different parts of life. Tell us about this particular gown that we're seeing. I think this is Mary Wilson's gown.
This is Mary Wilson's gown, and it is a maternity gown. So she performed while pregnant in this gown. And I think it's pretty incredible, actually, to see that they were working mothers, and they did have all these different parts of life that they had to juggle.
Nikki Diller is an exhibit specialist with the LBJ Library Museum. The exhibit Motown, The Sound of Young America opens tomorrow at the LBJ Presidential Library. You can find out more at lbjlibrary.org.